It was perhaps the most fearful moment in the life of Yaakov Avinu. He would have to meet his brother Esav, his brother that had been chasing him, that wanted to kill him for decades. And there would be a confrontation. And the pasuk teaches us, Vayira Yaakov Me'od. Yaakov was extremely frightened. Vayetzer lo, and it distressed him. He was scared. And there's a remarkable medrash. The medrash says, Amar Rav Yehuda Barabi Loi. Rav Yehuda Barabi Loi said, Lo hi yira velo hi tzara. They're not two separate expressions of fear. Yira, fear, tzara, distress, are exactly the same thing. They were the same level of fear, the same level of distress. But what were the two things that Yaakov was fearful for, that he was distressed about? Says the Medrash, Vayira Yaakov was scared shelo yarog, that he would not have to kill his brother Esav. Vayitzer, and he was distressed that he himself should not be killed, that his wives, that his children should not be killed. And the Medrash is telling us a remarkable thing. Imagine this for a moment. Yaakov Havinu had been on the run for 34 years. 34 formative years of his life were not able to be spent in the optimal way because of the fact that his brother Esav was trying to kill him. And for the rest of his life, he could solve this. If he's able to kill Esav, the problem goes away and he can live the rest of his life bishalva, in peace, in prosperity. Yet Yaakov knows, for whatever the reason is, that he cannot kill Esav. And his fear factor of not killing Esav is equal to the fear of him being killed. Imagine the depth of character that it takes a person to be able to reach such a level, such a madrega. Of course, they're fearful for their own life. But to be fearful that they shouldn't kill somebody who they had every right to kill, who every fiber of their being is saying kill, but it's not eisgehalten, it's not appropriate, it's not worked out according to the values and the morals of the raton of Hashem, the will of Hashem, Yaakov has exactly the same level of fear. It's remarkable the self-control that a person has, that his emotions aren't able to overcome him, that he's 100% in control of what's right and what's wrong. And the truth is that we find exactly the same thing much later in history, albeit in a drop of a different format. We know that when David HaMelech was appointed to be the king, Shaul was extremely upset, and Shaul decided to chase after David. He felt that David should be killed because he was a Moreh B'Machas, he was rebelling, and therefore David was on the run for years. And finally, the pasuk teaches us that David, hiding in a cave, realizes that him and Shaul are hiding in the same cave. And David was extremely scared, obviously, for his life. And he composes a mizmor of Tehillim that's very well known. The mizmor teaches us, Maski le David biyoso ba'ma'ara tefila. This was David HaMelech's sentiments, his emotions, as he was in this cave. And this was his prayer. What was his prayer? Kaili el Hashem ezak. My voice cries out to Hashem. Kaili el Hashem eschanon, my voice pleads with Hashem. And the Medrash in Tehillim asks why the double expression of calling out, the expression of pleading. Says the Medrash exactly the same thing. Kach amar David, this is what David said. Kaili el Hashem ezak, I cry out to Hashem shlo epo biyado, that I shouldn't fall into the hands of Shaul. Kaili el Hashem eschanon, and equally, I plead to Hashem, Shali lo yipo biyadi, that I should not have to kill Shaul HaMelech. And Kobi, he could have reconciled the fact that Shaul deserves to be killed because he's stopping him from being the Melech. And he was the Meshuach, he was the anointed one. But if it wasn't the right thing, the same level of fear that he has of being killed is there, that he should not kill someone wrongly. We need to think about this because we need to think about our rights and our wrongs. We have so many biases in our life when we make decisions, and so many times we're not objective, and our decision-making process is totally driven by what we want, not necessarily by what we need. But we need to work on our character. We have to work on our midos. We have to work on the inner truths, on our moral compass that drives us to make sure that whatever the decision that has to be made, as comfortable or not comfortable as it is, if it's Ratzon Hashem, if it's the will of Hashem, it's what's right, it's what has to be done. We do it with the same conviction and the same excitement as something that we really want to do and something that we're being driven in that direction to do. The Rebbeinu Shlomo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Himself, should give us this deep inner strength that we have to make the right decisions and be enriched in the process. Wishing you a beautiful upcoming Shabbos.